Oh, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright, guys, today's quick video is titled YouTube Finally Removed My Channel. So as you guys can see, I got an email from YouTube saying they removed my channel due to hate speech and shit like that. They actually gave me two strikes before the election, so I couldn't upload my video telling you guys that I have insider information that Trump is going to win, because that's what the Jews wanted. So as you guys can tell by now, dudes, YouTube, the Jews are hella scared of me. In fact, if we go to the ADL website really quick, they talk about MGTOW, but they don't have MGTOW TV listed there. That's because they're hella afraid of me. And as you guys know, I spent time with Mossad and CIA back in the early 2000s, working on what we now know as ISIS. Of course, I wasn't an agent of theirs. I was just a useful idiot doing background work. Unfortunately for them, I wasn't so much of an idiot. I'm not gonna appeal this, to be honest with you dudes. I'm really not gonna appeal it. I just don't care about YouTube anymore. It's just that now they have to silence everybody who doesn't say the Jews are the best people in the world. There we go, guys. I went to log into my account and I saw this. I was only making $5 on YouTube, so I really don't care. Want to show you really quick. They don't have us on the ADL website. I'm going to type in MGTOW. I've already looked at this guy. So as you guys can see, extremism, bigotry, hate, blah, blah, blah. I already read all this. They don't talk about MGTOW TV. I think they mentioned Sandman here. I mean, everybody mentioned Sandman to give him some sort of legitimacy. Kill all normies. I mean, who wrote that book, you know? As far as we know, the Jews are making up shit and blaming it on us. Blah, blah, blah. So they got Sandman. They got 21 Studios is long gone, and 21 Studios never was MGTOW. Pearl Davis, that's a CIA asset. That's why they have her there. Manosphere Podcast, he's Romanian, but the guy never said he's MGTOW. The only legit MGTOW they have here is Sandman, and that's because he's too big. And obviously, you have to name him. But as you guys can see, you don't see MGTOW TV here. And that's because the Jews are hella afraid. Guys, I've said this in past videos, I'm gonna say this again, dudes. The Jews are hella afraid of me, dudes. They're hella afraid. They're not just afraid because I know what they're doing, because I was there when they were doing ISIS and all sorts of other false flag operations, but because I myself am Jewish, they know that I know how to fight them, and they're hella scared of me. So I may not open a YouTube channel again. I just don't care at this point, to be honest with you. I might do my bodybuilding channel or Seed of King David channel. Those two channels I haven't uploaded to them in a long time. I might do those channels again just for the hell of it, but I'm no longer taking YouTube seriously. You guys out there in the MGTOW community, if you can tell the YouTube audience that I'm not on YouTube anymore, I'd greatly appreciate that. You know, a lot of people, when I upload on YouTube after like several months, they're like, "Where have you been, Amr?" It's like, dude, I've been uploading to MGTOW TV like every motherfucking week, dude. You know, you guys gotta take the extra couple of keystrokes, open a browser tab, and go over to MGTOW TV, man. You know, it's not going to cost you anything. It's not like you actually have to get your ass off the damn seat or anything. You know, Just open a browser window, type in MGTOW TV, bada bing, bada boom, you're there, man. It's not like you're wasting time or money, dude. It's totally free, man. But yeah, guys, I just wanted to show you that the Jews are hella afraid of me. Right now, guys, you gotta understand this and understand this really good, okay, dudes? Understand this really good, okay? Trump is a Jewish puppet. He's a Zionist piece of shit, okay? Trump is the ultimate Zionist con artist. They need to do whatever the F they want, okay? And with me exposing Trump, they can't have that, dude. It's like, no, we can't have that anymore, okay? I can talk shit about Cumbucket Harris, but I can't talk shit about Trump because that's it. You know, that's their final assault on freedom, liberty, and the righteous people is gonna be Trump. So they can't have me exposing Trump for the piece of shit he is. And again, for those of you guys who say, well, if it isn't Trump, is it gonna be Cumbucket Harris? At the end of the day, guys, they're all in it together. Whether it's Cumbucket Harris or Trump or Kennedy or Obama or whatever, right? If somebody is in the mainstream news outlet, if they have a YouTube channel, if they are, you know, part of the gang, you know, like Trump and shit like that, they're all in on it, dudes. Like Nick Fuentes, you know, I like the message that Nick Fuentes has about the Zionist state. But the fact that he's still on Rumble and YouTube, and he's been with Trump, and he knows Ben Shapiro and all these people, you know, that's just, you know, even Nick Fuentes said it's called light hangout or something like that, you know. That's a CIA term for, okay, we know everybody knows about this certain situation. So we're going to talk a little about it, and then we're going to move on. That way you guys don't think that this is a conspiracy. Like, for example, you know, a lot of people are talking about just how evil the Jews are. So Nick Fuentes, he comes out, he talks about how evil the Jews are. Of course, Nick Fuentes doesn't go in coverage like I do or Brother Nathaniel does. And that's another Jew. See, the Jews are... The worst enemy of a good Jew is a bad Jew, and vice versa, okay? The Jews are hella afraid of me. They're hella afraid of Brother Nathaniel. This is why they kick us off platforms. This is why they silence us. This is why they do everything in their power. Because at the end of the day, Jews are not scared of Goyim. They're not scared of Joe Rogan. They're not scared of Kennedy. At the end of the day, the Jews are definitely afraid of me, Brother Nathaniel, Jesus, you know, when he comes back, and they should, because he's gonna kill all those motherfuckers off, by the way. So yeah, guys, my channel on YouTube is gone. I'm probably not gonna make another one. I'm not gonna appeal. I might do the Seed of King David Speaks, or the Beast of the Middle East. I'll probably resurrect that, just, you know, to let people know what's going on, and watch some YouTube videos every now and then. But other than that, guys, I'm pretty much done with YouTube. I have mentally checked out from YouTube like years ago, okay, guys? So, and I was only making like $5 on YouTube. So, you know, that's not even enough to buy me a cup of coffee for like 2 days, you know? So, yeah, guys, it's over for YouTube. Do expect a lot of censorship to take place during Trump's presidency. I know a lot of you guys out there think that Trump is Jesus, Hitler, he's modern day Caesar. No. Trump is the ultimate con man. He is the last piece the Zionists need to get what they want, which is world domination and destruction of the Goyim. And anybody who's anti-Trump, anybody who says anything about the Zionist state other than they're the best in the world, they're gonna be taken off, except for people like Nick Fuentes, who are CIA assets, who are gonna do a quote-unquote a light hangout where, yeah, they're gonna talk a little bit about how evil the Jews are, but they'll never ever go into details like me or brother Nathaniel, because we know what the ultimate goal of these dirty Jews are, and we're actually proactively doing something about it. As you guys know, I have a MGTOW TV party. The paperwork is with the state of Florida. Guys, I'm letting you know, if MGTOW becomes a legit Florida party, that's gonna open the door to other people in the MGTOW community to create MGTOW parties in their respective state. Guys, if people find out about MGTOW, it's over for the Jews. Let me say that one more time before I sign off. If the masses of men, I don't care about women, if the men of America find out about MGTOW, it's the end of the Jews. All right, guys, talk to you later. Peace.